What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Carson Beck was throwing, but man, them niggas closed the whole facility. Like they thought the president, like they almost thought the president was in that motherfucker. Like, oh yeah, we ain't letting nobody see Carson Beck throw. Like,
fuck no. They probably mad he put that one little video out.
Well, they were like they wanted them to show that he's throwing. That's it.
A little bit, yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Nothing else, but. I see him throw a couple passes, and I was like, oh, shit, he good. This nigga throwing like he normal, so.
Yeah. Like, right, I don't think people really were scared of that shit, no way. They just, the narrative with Miami right now, for most of the haters, is just fear. So, like, they just hoping Carson Beck can't return to the guy he was the season before. Oh, he got the messed up elbow. He was at Georgia. Y'all can't just let the logo be the team. The players got to be the team, and it wasn't that great of a team last year. They pulled off some good stuff. You know, they still always going to be great on defense, but that offense was pretty bad. Yeah, he made some bad plays. So did Cam Ward, number one pick in the draft. Made some bad fucking plays. I mean, we all had a couple moments. He's like, come on, dog. But you live with it because he's going to make you another five great plays.
Yeah. Like the coaches I talked to, and even the coach who coached at Georgia, he was like, the whole thing with Beck was everybody's hoping and thinking he's not going to get back. Like, he's not going to get healthy. That's what they kind of.
So it's going to change everything. My whole season going to predicate on his health.
I understand that, but it's like, I would rather for you to say that instead of saying, oh, he's not going to be good. Because I'm like, if he plays football, he's going to be good. Like, I don't understand why he's not going to be good.
Exactly. But, they're afraid that it'll be, you know, Cam Ward 2.0. Not that we think he'll put up the same kind of numbers, because he can't do a lot of the same things Cam could do. Cam more like, and he and that Mahomes group of that ability to throw off all sorts of different platforms and stuff like that, right? Beck, not that kind of a quarterback, but he still was, you know, in Highland talk before the season started. He still put up numbers. Like, it was never... He never was a slouch. You know, it was a step back last year. And then, you know, it ended with the injury.
Still an NFL prototype quarterback.
Exactly, right.
As an NFL quarterback. So it's like, you see what Cam did. That's not your next stuff that you want your quarterback to do, but you will love it. You look at what Carson Beck does, you're like, okay, he can play football. You know what I'm saying? He put up some good numbers the year before. Damn near 4,000 yards. Almost 40-something touchdowns. So it's like, come back the next year, he put up 3,500 yards.
Right.
Some touchdowns. He gets hurt. You know, the team's still good. But you look at the offense, you're like, well, shit, them niggas dropped down there 20-something passes. Like, could have been a touchdown.
Exactly.
I don't care. I'm like, I said it already. I say Miami offensive scheme is 100% better than Georgia's offensive scheme. Georgia's offensive scheme was just they had better players.
Right.
Miami, what Dawson does with the quarterback, he allows the quarterback to make plays. So.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that.
The plays was there under TBD. He just wasn't making them.
That's it. That's all I say. I say
TBD. Yeah.
A damn dummy, like.
They were there, like in the replays. I'm like, bro, they open, like they there.
Yeah, he held the ball. Everybody, he just held it.
Crazy part, right? Because if you go back and watch that whole entire DVD, man, you get madder and madder because this nigga literally would have 100 seconds in the pocket to throw the ball.
Yeah, bro.
And this nigga still panicking. Like, what is you doing?
I remember that North Carolina State game. We were struggling with him. I think we lost that game when the conception went off. And I was like, he was making so many bonehead throws. And, like, he was literally, like, seven, eight seconds just standing around back there looking at the field. I'm like, bro, somebody got to be open, bro.
And then they not because then the window closed.
Right.
And then that's when he throws the pick. Like, eventually the window is going to close. You can't sit there forever. You can't even do that on a video game. Like, eventually, you got to get rid of the rock, bro. You sit there forever. It's going to close in on you, and things going to go bad. But it's funny you say that. That's the one reason. Usually, like, in the off season, I get bored. I go rewatch games and stuff. Yeah, that last TVD season, I purposely wouldn't, because I was like, nah, I'm going to be that much more mad just watching this motherfucker just have all day and just sit there. And I mean, and there's no shot at the kid. But, like, I knew it was a problem when they was like, yeah, he'd been talking to the sports psychiatrist a lot. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Bro. His head like, not he there done. Anymore. I remember that. I was like, he done, bro. I didn't even think he wanted to play football no more at one point. It seemed like every week he just didn't want to be out there. He just had to be. I was like, shit, man. It started to be hard to watch.
Right. Yeah. It felt like you was kind of watching breakdown in front of your eyes. Like,
bro.
Something missing. Like some of that that confidence ain't there. I can tell it just don't feel the same. So, and it happens. You know, I hope you do well in life in general. But I damn sure don't want to sit and watch back, sit him there and just good God, bro. Like, I'm like, there's no way there wasn't a play to be made there. There had to be a play.
Yeah, there's no way, bro. Yeah, he was chilling with the ball too long, just sitting there, bro. Like, standing up, not even having to move.
Yeah, he held his hostage. And he held us hostage. We ain't had no other choice.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, D-Rod, you might have to come back. You breaking up real bad.
Yeah, he in a problem.
Yeah.
You hey, y'all think it's gonna take? Like, shit. You think it's gonna take? Yeah, I'm about to say it ain't me this time.
But yeah,
think,
what?
Right. Since y'all was talking about Beck, you think it's gonna take a while for like in the season for him to get adjusted with the receivers since he didn't play spring ball?
So that's the question everybody keep asking, because they like, is Beck being around the receivers? Because, you know, when he wasn't throwing, he wasn't around the receivers. So I guess everybody took that as a negative. But I was like, when Beck came, my whole thing was let Beck come, let him heal properly, man. I don't even want him around the team while he's doing that, because it's still going to be a distraction for the rest of the team. So I was like, let him come. He's on his little vacation with his girl. Let him come have his fun. When it's time for football, all that shit stopped, and then he could get focused. Instead of him being not focused during the season, I would rather him be focused for the season and say, fuck all the off-field shit and get it going. So now he's getting around the receivers a lot more. So,
because they started off-season workouts 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah. They shit, man. It's going on third week, I think.
Third week, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it was going to be – they say, you know, the whole plan was in place. That was kind of like extra drama around it, too. They was like, the plan was already in place previous to him even, you know, making the Miami decision on, like, how he was going to go through his recovery. And, you know, it was a whole setup on that anyway. So when he came to Miami, they just continued the execution. Like, all right, that's how we're going to do it. You're going to do this. You're going to get with this trainer, you know, this expert on blah, blah, blah. And then you just go through. We're not going off the path. So, like you said, getting the timing and stuff down, you know, the kinks will get worked out. You're going to have some misses, but it's time to work that shit out.
Yeah, because he a veteran, too.
Right. All right. They'll get those type of things. I mean, you're going to have a couple of, you know, misses here and there, probably early on in the season. Because, like you say, he didn't have that early time to go ahead and get started and work those reps in. But, you know, I think as things settle in, it'll get that much better.
The hardest thing I think he got is figuring out who's the go-to guy, who the
outlet. Yeah. Yeah, who we more comfortable right with? Now, yeah, in those situations.
He don't know who's the alpha. He's hearing that everybody say certain names and stuff like that, but it's not like he know, because he ain't on the field. He ain't played on the field with them. So I think that's gonna be the hardest thing, which I'm cool with. Because now it's like it gives the receivers the opportunity to show who's the alpha.
Instead, you think they can figure that out in practice, fall practice, or it's gonna take a couple games, like Notre Dame game.
Good game. It's gonna have to be game time. You can't figure it out. Practice is practice. No, well, it depends, because how they practice, you can, but still game.
Yeah, I heard them boys begin after that Miami practice. Like, Mario is unhinged at practice.
Yeah, I think game time. Like, And I don't think it's going to take long. I think, like, after the first two games, first three games, you'll be like, okay, well, this is Alpha. He's the guy that's going to get the most of the balls from Beck, so.
Yeah, because, shit, we don't even know.
Right.
We don't even got a clue for a year.
Yeah, no.
I'm comfortable with it, though.
Everybody clearly saying JoJo's the Alpha, which is true. But it's game, you know, when it happens, he's the Alpha.
Right. Talent-wise, yeah, it might be JoJo. But, yeah, we got to see it when the bullet's flying. And they got to find that rhythm. You know, it's crazy, like, with Cam going one, and, you know, I know I'm biased, clearly, because I'm a Miami fan. I was like, man, Titans got to go ahead and take a Royal, bro. I know it's high, but I was like, he better than these other tight ends.
Yeah,
he better than the tight ends that went ahead of him. And I'm like, and you already got the rhythm there. So you already got that built-in safety blanket, a guy he trusts. And what's a quarterback, you know, a young quarterback best friend? Tight end. Yeah. Tight end. So I was like, damn, that's a layup. They let his ass go to the Seahawks. I'm like, God, damn, I hate when and I got Bay over there and the running back.
Homer.
No, not Homer. Nah, this year. Martinez.
Oh, yeah, Trippman, yeah.
Yeah. They took Martinez, too. I'm like, damn. I hate having to play because, you know, as a Niners fan, bro, I hate, you know, I want the boy to do good, but I got to see him two times a year. I'm like, man, don't put no numbers up on us. Y'all do that shit everywhere else.
Speaking of that real quick, 49ers don't get nobody from Miami.
Nope. That shit ain't pissing me off.
Besides Gore.
That's them, yeah. That's it.
I think literally.
I just put it out of my mind. I'd be like, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. We just re-signed, you know, out hell. I ready to move on from Kittle. I'm like, hey, man, everybody get long in the tooth in this game. It ain't nothing personal, baby. It's a point in time.
Was, he was like a top two, top three tight end in that draft.
It probably still is. But, you know, the game passed everybody by now. And then at this point in time, we clearly at rebuild stage. So, like, we just trying to bank on everything going around Purdy at this point. Like, all right, Purdy going to be the pivot. He's going to be the center. And we hope everything else works around. We don't move Debo. They try to move Ayuk, but don't nobody want that big ass contract.
Yeah, contract crazy.
Dumb wild. So yeah, that ain't gonna happen. But anyway, I'm getting off track. Shane, we ain't do no intro. There's another one in them. I just realized that shout like, bro, we just hit the ground running.
You're right.
Yeah, intro. Well, that's the intro. I like when I do them anyways. It's organic. We ain't had no shop talk, so.
Yeah, but we are at 26 degrees.
For sure. D-Rob probably going to jump back in with us. I think he's having some technical difficulties. Larry, of course, X and Hill. Y'all already recognize all the voices by now. Yeah, man, we're just kind of getting into coming back, you know, coming out for this big weekend. It's a lot of buzz around the program, man. I know, you know, Meezy, our house skeptic. that talks with number one class. I said, oh, Meezy just punched the wall. Hey, we heard that shit. He just, oh, man, hey, y'all go with that bullshit.
No, for real, though.
Hey, I know because I still got, you know, I got the skepticism in me. It ain't on Meezy level, but I'm like, you like number one, I'm number two. I'm like,
no, I'm definitely number one, though. I be quick to say, I'm going to stand on whatever I say, too. I'm like, yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah. Nah, you break up again, dog. I don't know why. You coming in clear?
It sounds like your just microphone or something.
Yeah, it's like just a mic.
Yeah,
picture wise, like you coming in clear. Yeah, picture wise, you coming in great.
How am I sounding now?
No, you good.
Oh yeah, you good now. You using Bluetooth?
He had them gas station Bluetooth.
Ah, not the server.
Hey. I had some earbuds in, bro. Had some earbuds. I took them out.
You're all,
that's what it was.
You're all thought that the signal. I'm going to kill them with these real fast.
Right.
They say they charge up 30 minutes. Shit.
Hell no.
Hey, yeah, man. No, I'm going to get rid of these. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? I got two sets of headphones, but these right here ain't that good. I'm getting rid of them, man.
No, you glass house now. You good.
Okay, cool.
You know, so they talking number one class. First of all, I get everybody thoughts on that early. Possibility of one. What you think early on? We just had a big weekend, right? So, you know, big visitors, some real big names, several five stars. What's your early prediction on this class, you know, the signing class?
I think we're going to have a – it's going to be either one or two. Like we gonna,
I was going to say, like, top five.
We're going to be either one or two. Because from what I heard, regardless of my, what Miami did this weekend, it's a lot of kids that's committing that are getting paid to commit to schools, and a lot of them kind of playing schools. And this is just coming from kids that I've been talking to.
I mean, why wouldn't you, though? That's, yeah, ain't that's free money. I mean,
I'm like, hey, from what – the kids are saying, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a lot of playing going on. And then a lot of them, yeah, what Miami does, and like they want to be a part of that. Well, that's why I'm like, yeah, we could have one or two class.
I know you know Isaiah Williams, man. That's crazy.
Who, me?
Yeah, I didn't know that was the homie.
Yeah, that's the homie, man.
Because on his, what, fifth, sixth? You on his fifth, sixth one?
Yeah. That's,
I love it, though. I love it because if y'all can't see through that play, I'm like, bro.
So you talking about the linebacker?
Yeah. Like you said, I do it too. Shit. How much? I'm with y'all.
Yeah, he getting, I know he getting something.
Man,
yeah.
I'm with y'all, bro. How much you got for me?
I mean, cool, if you think about it, though, if a school say, commit to us and we'll pay you, like, why not go get that money and you can still visit? You can still visit, talk to the other coaches, bro. That's just free money, literally, for telling a school, "Oh, I'm gonna come play for y'all," and you can know damn well, nigga, I ain't coming here.
Hey, just, look,
when Kirby Smart put that quote out, whoever put the quote out, when Kirby Smart said that, he's mad because that's what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? They got to do that now. Like, they got to pay commit just to commit, and then keep paying them.
But why you say, when you say that he has to, why you feel like he has to do that?
Because that's what they've been doing this. They started that shit. They've been doing it.
You think all the schools doing it?
Yes, a lot of schools doing it. Like, they paying USC, they paying these kids to commit. Florida, they paying these kids to commit. When they commit, the kids still looking elsewhere. They're like, shit, I'm committed to y'all, but man, I'm about to go visit Alabama. I'm finna go visit.
Man, it got to be some kind of stipulation, though. Like,
you can't. Not for a verb.
I know, but it just not for a verb. That's like giving away free money, though, literally.
That's what I want them to get. If you fool enough to pay them. And look at it this way. And I want V-Rod thoughts on the class right after this point. For instance, USC got number one class, right? Well, that's because they got people to commit. Let's say they got paid. Let's say they did get paid. Don't matter. Either way, what is that? Good look, good optics, make the program look good, and it attracts more talent. So it's an exchange. It's advertising for them. So if you paying me 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever the bag is to commit, I did you a solid too. I got more eyes on your program. I got more people talking about your program. So you know, you on all of the college recruiting sites is the number one. And, you know, USC's building steam and da 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 da. So that's good for them. Yeah, so everybody wins.
ESPN had a front page about that.
Right. Everybody wins. So if you decommit, okay, cool. You know, you can't say you was robbed because I gave you what you needed at the time. You needed that buzz, and it did help attract other people. So, if I decide to bail, hey, I got them to look at you. You know what I'm saying? You keep them. You sink the hooks in. I got him to come visit. You give him a set of hooks in. But anyway, D-Rod, what's your early thoughts on where we going? This class going to end? You muted, I think. No, I can't hear you.
No, I can't hear you.
You know, plug something else up. Just leave technology alone, boy. Technology take you up through there. Hey, look, he was perfect. Didn't we tell him he was perfect?
So nah, he was good. Anyway. Yeah, he started touching stuff.
Like Teddy Riley during the verses. What the hell going on?
After this weekend, like I say, it was 17 recruits. No, 18. I think it was 18 altogether. 18 recruits on campus. And I could say, well, yesterday I already told him on the Discord that I think five of them. The number goes to six because I'm not even going to include Derek Cooper because Derek Cooper is already a lock from what I know. So I think another five in this class, and if you get those five that I know, Shit, that's you're gonna get a top class. I mean, you're gonna probably have the top class if you get those five. So.
That's crazy. I'm gonna go three. I'm gonna play it kind of conservative. I think this can
the be number three class.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on top five. I think it may hit one at some point, and then I think some shit might get in the game at the end to lose somebody that'll drop it back down. Not way down, but yeah, like we may fall from one to three or something like that. So I'm gonna go somewhat conservative. I do think it's gonna be a special class. I'm locking in top five mentally, like definitely top five. I think.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So. All right. That was my bad. I had did something wrong.
No, we already
know. Yeah. Hey, so for me, man, I'm gonna go top 10, man. I'm gonna just say top 10 because last year I expected the top five. I was hyped about top five and it didn't pan out after that season we had. So this year is like I'm trying to temper my expectations because granted, yes, it's a lot of momentum right now, but this is the one thing I don't like about these first visits. You know, a lot of these kids come off visit highs. They still got to visit the Texas A&M, the LSUs, and all these other SEC schools. That's probably going to be like, hey, yeah, Miami was cool. You went to the beach. You do all this. But this is what we got. This is what we got going on. It's going to be a couple kids that we look good for now that eventually is going to be like, eh, yeah, it was just visit high type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like a few of these kids, like DeAnthony Lafayette, the DN, they were everybody was so high on and doing this, and it's like, oh, he's Oklahoma lean. We have to fight that off. Then the Chauncey Kennan kid, the cornerback from Arizona, doesn't seem like it was just recently. It was just Miami's up there near the top and this. He just came on the visit. Now it's like they really don't know now. So it's like the only ones y'all really have confidence in, even coming out this weekend that they super high on is Derek Cooper and Brody Jennings. Those are the main two I'm hearing.
That's not true, because the Chauncey kid is very high. Like, he was on, I ain't going to say commit watch, but he's on, like, was about to shut shit down. Watch.
See, I was hearing today Florida State, Florida with him.
And he was
see me?
Yeah, I was hearing that today, too.
Like, when you talk to him, he, like, Coach Will, I think Coach Will, I don't know if Coach Will is his lead, but Coach Will, he was talking about Coach Will a lot. So
I think this cycle different than last cycle, though, because even like, I don't want to say the momentum we having right now, but the momentum in recruiting is real. But I mean, like, the point of emphasis, because I don't think personally Mario was even satisfied with last year's class. So he made sure, all right, this class, this class out the park.
Everybody thought last year's class was not a success. It was a success. The whole thing happened was, Mario and them was already, they already implemented that they was finna go heavy portal. So, like, yeah, we can still get top recruits, but we not paying these same numbers that everybody else finna pay. We going heavy portal because we know exactly what we need. Last year, they didn't go heavy portal. This year, we going heavy portal. So, that was it. We just...
Yeah, that makes sense. I ain't think about it like that.
That make all the sense.
Yeah.
Make all the sense in the world. But you were saying something though, DZ? I ain't gonna cut you off.
No.
You good?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, D-Rock. I'm gonna tell you this. You're right. Visit high stuff. I agree 1,000%. You hear all that stuff like Lamar Brown selling out, which was great to see. It was fun. And, you know, and we so used to that being like the kiss of death. It's like, oh, he said he loved it. Ain't no way he come in, right?
Yeah.
I'll say this. But this is the thing. I don't think many people can outdo a Miami visit. They're gonna present their counter, and the counter is gonna be it'll be football related.
College town.
Right. It'll be that, or they'll look at their recent NFL track record, which you know, some of these schools will be able to speak highly of, like LSU gonna be able to speak high, Ohio State, you know, Bama, obviously, you know, so that'll be the counter for sure. So, and then when it comes to the business is pretty close, right? Like, I saw a little chart today. Actually, I think X had retweeted it. And, like, it was like number five on this little chart of who's spending the most. Texas Tech was the most. Texas Tech going crazy with it. Oregon was like maybe two or something like that. We was like number five on that list somewhere up in there. But that's the point. We'll be competitive.
The NIL, salary cap thing.
Yeah, which they saying, I mean, again, that's just what the school can offer, which $20 million is pennies on the dollar to them. Like, that's a nice little icing on the cake. Cool. We'll probably use that for some of the guys more at the bottom of the list. But it's a lot of money going to be kicked out, and $20 million won't be near the top of that budget. And that's, like I said, that's just for the school. It won't be for the NIL packages outside of the school. But, I think, and the other thing I think changed a little bit because we talked about the season. What kids committing earlier, I think a good season is more effective like two cycles out. So more so than the actual season, you know, like last year's class. Even though we came off a 10-win season, you know, you saw Cam Ward light it up, number one offense. You know, it was definitely some positives to take away from it. I think that cycle don't benefit as much from that season as much as this one does. So that'd be my counter to why I think it'll actually go higher than 10. I definitely think 5. And then we'll have another successful season that could be pushing us up around the, you know, get over that hump type deal. What the hell is that? My bad.
We'll see, man. Like I said,
you're the new biggest skeptic now.
Huh?
You're the new biggest skeptic. We just did skeptic rankings.
Yeah.
I'm
the biggest skeptic right now. As of right now. You know what I'm saying?
Close on these Jets. I got faith.
I'm gonna run off the names and I'm gonna tell y'all my confidence level for each name that came.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm gonna start off with the big dogs. We got Lamar Brown. My confidence level is at 65% for Miami to get Lamar Brown right now. Before he came, I was like, he ain't coming. It's 0%. I was at 65%. Tristan Keys, my confidence level is at 85% right now with him.
He's showing up a lot, man.
I'm already ready to just say he's going to be a Kane. The Chauncey Kinney, the cornerback kid, my confidence level is at 50. I'm gonna leave it at 50 because just from what I know, Derek Cooper, that's 100%. Anthony Jones, 75% right now, but I think it's gonna go down because I think he's one of those Alabama kids that even he'll be like, yeah, I'm stay home or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Messiah Hampton, I don't have any confidence level in it.
He probably going to Oregon.
He spoke real highly of Miami. I just don't.
Syracuse.
Samario Wingo. I don't think it's Syracuse with him either, but we'll see. Samario Wingo, I'm at 80% with him right now. I already said he was going to be a Kane, but I'm going to stick at 80. Samari Matthews, 50%. That's the cornerback. Keyshawn Stansel. I really didn't get a good read at
90.
Hey, X, I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to tell you, I think that's the one that's going to surprise us, the Keyshawn Stansel. I think we're going to get him. I think we're going to get Stansel, bro. I know they have higher targets and all that, but I really think behind the scenes, I really think they like really hard on that Stansel kid.
I get a good read. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. He's from North Carolina, so, you know, it can all – one of those stick home type kids. That's just the read I got from it. But
he looking at what, NC State, Penn State?
Yeah, he got Penn State
UNC,
visit,
I think.
And a Tennessee UNC. Visit too.
Man, everybody trying to fuck with Bill, old ass. Shut that broad, taking his bread, making him look bad. Man, you going out fast, Bill. She midi too. She midi as hell.
Midi as hell, bro.
Midi as hell. The goat going out, sad man. I wanted to be something serious, crazy to where it's like, hey, y'all see what it is. I ain't stunting. Hey, it ain't because we get along so great and we got some great connection. You see that ad?
She ain't got nothing going on.
Nah, she ain't like that, man. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, so you got linebacker Malik Morris. I think 45%. It looked like that picture heavily with him.
I don't think Morris is Heatherman's type of linebacker. I think if D. Nick was still there, I would say, yeah, we get him. But I think with Heatherman, he's going after a different. He likes his linebackers. He liked the traits, big, physical, all that other type of stuff. I don't think that's Malik Moore.
They like him. I just don't think. I think Florida jumped back in it a lot more. Where that's where his eyes are looking at towards right now. So we'll see how that goes. The Brody Jennings. I'm ready to say he flips from Michigan to Miami. So I guess that confidence level is what, 90%.
I think he's probably gonna be the next. I think he might be like either one of the next two commits that we possibly get. I think we're gonna flip him. I think that's a done deal.
The Jennings family, lost his father. Yeah. DJ played for us.
Bradley Jennings, man, the homie from Kansas City. Yeah, it was a shocking news because I was like, damn, he had a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? This man worked out heavy.
I saw a picture of him. I was like, bro, looking in great shape. But yeah, you got to get your blood work, man, and keep on top of that type of stuff. Make sure everything good. Because even though it looked good, it may not be good on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Cholesterol. I got some of my skinniest homies out. They got terrible cholesterol. So,
So now, by me saying that the Brody Jennings could possibly flip, now this becomes in that because now you're saying you might not take another corner. So the Chauncey Kenny thing might not happen because if Brody James does flip, that's four corners in the class already.
You know what I'm saying? True.
So I'm not sure. I mean, I'm positive if Chauncey did want to jump into the class, they take him.
Right.
He's a damn good corner. But, you know, that's just something to think about. So
you mentioned Fitzpatrick's name too?
No, not yet.
No, when you said the four corners, I know it's like, I think Miami, like in his little top two
because
or three. That's another.
Like he's going to play safety in college.
Okay.
Because I think
Minka Fitzpatrick little brother. Because I think they like Porter's son as a nickel. They like him more as a nickel for the class. So
locked in, he ain't.
Yeah. So I think I could see them adding at least taking four corners. I think you need to because you have Wyman, you have Seatbelt, Wyman, and you have Portis. But Portis is your
we got the one from Georgia.
Right.
Yeah, Wyman, Portis, and Seatbelt.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is if Portis is locked in as your nickel cornerback, right, you can still take two other corners if that's what you decide to do. You know what I'm saying? For the outside. So I can see them taking Jennings for sure. That'll be three. And then you'll leave that one spot open if Keenan wants to come into the class or Fitzpatrick. If you know what I'm saying? However it shake out.
Like you said, Kenan gonna get a spot if he wanted. That ain't gonna be a concern.
Yeah, more Fitzpatrick. If either one want, I don't give a fuck. If they got 10 corners. If either one want,
too long gonna decommit when he commit. Never mind.
Better take it, man. But Anthony Kennedy, he's another one that the staff kind of high on. I didn't get much from that situation. I'm gonna let that recruiting just play out before I say anything. Even the Anthony Lafayette kid, another one, just let it play out. Daniel Normal, he's a local kid. Yeah, I don't think the staff is, you know, they like him, but I don't think it's gonna be any traction with that one. The Zachary Turner tight end kid, I don't see him being a Hurricane, but it's possible that he does because we might end up taking two to three tight ends, maybe.
Turner is the Texas kid, correct?
He got to push the ball to Miami.
Yeah, he had to push the ball to Miami. I mean, that's not my pick. I wouldn't take it, but okay.
I wouldn't take it either, but I want Hez Kent and the boy from California, Briggs. Hez Kent, and then
he Briggs. Is between us and Florida for him.
Yeah,
man, Kent ain't
300 pounds though.
That motherfucker already 6'5", 300 pounds. Running routes and stuff. But
They missing him at 280. Is they lying? Lafine is weight.
They say he lost weight. They say he fluctuates, but if he played college, he's doing that at 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? But they said the staff like him at tight end, but I'm like,
I mean, Eric Staff have to fight to keep 300 off of him. The Eric Staff in America is going to tell him that. Yeah. And then when you get out there, you know who didn't do that? That, remember we was in on cuz Darnell, was it Darnell Washington?
Yeah, he didn't. He played tight end.
Yeah.
And went to the Steelers. I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure. I said, and he wasn't bad. When I watched him run around and stuff, like, not bad.
He wasn't 300 pounds either. Like,
Darnell. Yeah, damn close. He about 270. That's a big bitch.
I think the biggest he got up to was like 280, but he was like tall, 6'7". Not this guy, 6'5", and he 300 pounds. He looks like a D already. He like a D-tackle.
Yeah, he do. He do like a tackle already.
It's like,
but you know what? You know who he remind me of? You know who he kind of remind me of? If that's Eric Winston.
Winston,
the guy who we got out of high school, who was he was a tight end, but he was big. He was like 6'7", like almost 300, and we moved him to offensive tackle, and he did his thing.
Yeah,
he ended up getting drafted. I think he was. Yeah, he got drafted
for years. He had a nice career,
NFL career, and all that, man. So,
yeah, hell yeah. What's his name too? Lane was it? Johnson was it? Lane Johnson from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Lane Johnson did it.
So we'll see. I mean, you take Hezzy because he's an athlete, but I'm kind of like, y'all, I'm like, man, you ain't finna play no damn tight end. But Eric Coates gonna tell you that because that's what you want to hear. Then when they get your ass out there, get your ass and hit that sled.
Right.
Go up your ball.
Right.
So, remember when we was young and you play little league football, right? So everybody was like, all right, where are my running backs? Everybody put their hand up because, like, man, you don't get your ass over there on the O-line.
You're right.
You know you ain't playing no goddamn running
back. No goddamn. You ain't lying. That's going to happen, but, hey, we'll see. I feel take him for the athleticism and let him develop to whatever he's going to be.
Take him, and then once practice start, you can figure it out there. Like,
hey, he'll see when that little fella come barking at him, the little 5'3" dude come at him. He'll get the picture then.
Yeah. And the last name is Tamarion Watkins. That's he plays safety linebacker. I guess they kind of talk about James Williams type, but they want him at linebacker. So that's somebody that the staff is identifying and they like a lot. So
South Carolina kid. How you feeling on him?
That's the one who canceled his Clemson visit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He can get there anytime. Yeah,
I'm letting him and
Clemson only do one official visit the whole summer.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh.
Him and Samaria Matthews canceled they Clemson visit to come to Miami. So again, this weekend, every parent, the players, all of them said the same thing. They say, man, this Miami thing is real. Like, we ain't know it was like this. Like, it is, and we say this every time. Everybody saying, man, it's nothing that you can do the top of Miami visit. Miami showed shit that ain't going on around the world.
What they doing down there, I ain't gonna lie, I seen one thing. I guess they had a pool party or something, but they had
a pool party, man.
Yeah, but the water was like showing highlights of Miami games or something like that. I say, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, projection, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, one thing that helps a lot with Miami too, the fact that Mario House is like literally 3-4 minutes away from school. And it's big.
Yeah.
Mario House.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they say he had parties like events all the time.
Yeah, get together, right.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? When it comes to that Watkins kid, yeah, he can't hold the visit. They gave him a crystal ball to South Carolina. So.
Yeah.
Well, we going to see, man, because he still got a visit.
He never really did work in Carolina. Carolina is a hard state to pull from, too.
It is.
We've done some work in Louisiana, for sure. So I kind of get some of that Lamar Brown stuff, for sure. X got some feedback. I definitely think the interest is real.
The Lamar Brown stuff, yeah. Everybody was they joke and they saying, okay, he took out 13s. And listen, I'm not gonna get into specific details about what happened, but I'm gonna just tell you what they did with Lamar Brown this weekend. It's the reason why I feel confident about Miami getting them because they don't do this. They don't do this to everybody.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be LSU going, low key if Miami got him out of LSU backyard.
And LSU going, they're not going to top the visit because they're going to just be like, we LSU. And it's back home, it's backyard. Same way, like, you know, we spoke LSU previous. All the time. Right. You know, same way we spoke previous on Miami sometimes mishandling recruitments from being a little too much like, well, you just right here. You know what I mean? I can see that, especially in Louisiana, man. Because, like I said, and the school is like on the campus, to my understanding, or like right there off the campus. So, you know, you get a little spoiled, and you get accustomed to just getting everything you want. Especially for them. Now, us, we ain't got that reason to feel spoiled because we've been having a hard time keeping that homegrown.
Right.
That's why I think, you know, why we in this recruitment bag. The Calvin Russell recruitment is real important to me in the sense of keeping that elite homegrown wide receiver just for the optics of nothing else. You know, you're a five-star kid, dual sport athlete, you know, I think he's the real deal early on. I think he is really going to be one of those guys. I think it'd be important to get that just again for the options because
we never got years and years.
They keep going, Jeremiah. Like Jeremiah was right there. You know, he was close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Close ain't good enough on recruiting. Like, this is like you got to bring it on home. So I think that'd be a huge recruitment that'll say a lot for the direction the program will go and keeping that kind of guy. Pulling Tristan Keys
would
be amazing.
If we get Keys, would you feel still disappointed on a Russell? If we didn't
get Russell? Little bit. Because I just want to make sure we could get one. I bet y'all. Like every year, I'd like us to keep an elite wide receiver out of South Florida. And it's usually a couple. So I'm like, if it's four, I want us to get one of them.
One at least.
You know, but Larrion, this year, out of South Florida, it's Russell.
One.
It's funny. I just said that. Like, nah, this year, wait, how many do we got?
Yeah, this year is just Russell. So if you lose him again, people could say, oh man, he didn't come. Right. Like, did y'all try? Right. Like, what did you do? Like, I can understand if he said, if he came out and said, you know what, I love Miami, but yeah, I'm going away for college. Cool. Understandable. Like, you know what I'm saying? I understand they still going to try to recruit him, do all that. But man, like he is a top 10 receiver in the nation, five-star. He is the best wide receiver in your backyard. You cannot keep allowing schools to come in and take your best guy. Like, regardless of what, well, recruit nationally. Yeah, cool. We can recruit nationally. But then if you do whiff on Keys, then what?
Right.
Like, I don't like how they're putting all of their eggs in the Keys basket. And it's like, you still got to close on these other guys. Like, I hear more about Keys than I hear about Russell.
They put more eggs in the basket with Russell than Keys. Keys, they not doing much with Keys. He's the one doing all the action. Keys the one keep saying Miami. Like, he the one flirting with Miami.
I got you, right? I'm just saying from the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? I know you in the know. You know what I'm saying? But from the outside looking in, it's like, all I hear about Keys. I'm not hearing as much about it with Russell. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's really going on?
Let me ask you, X, do you feel like, because I know at one point you felt like maybe it wasn't where it could have been or should have been. Do you feel like they turned up with recruitment better?
Listen, the Calvin Russell sweepstakes has turned up dramatically with Miami. I think, Miami could get them. You know what I'm saying? I think Miami could get them. I think at the end of the day, it's LSU, Miami, the Syracuse battle. I think what puts Miami over the hump is the fact that now the basketball team want him. You know what I'm saying? And he will rather play in front of his family and friends in Miami than away. You know what I'm saying? Basketball wise,
that helps. Yeah, he can do that for about 2 years. He can play both of them for about two.
Yeah, and so I broke it down. I broke it down for everybody, and I broke it down easy. I said, well, listen. If Miami football team is good, we go to the playoffs, we have a long playoff run. The playoff run runs to what? The end of January, right?
End of January, yeah.
So he's really going to have maybe a month or two to play basketball. Like, if you care about football, are you really sad about him after January. He played football. He's going to play basketball in February. March Madness. If the basketball team make it to the March Madness.
And at that point, it's like he might be in figure like, I'm not even about to do this shit.
Back with the
yeah, that's why I don't last. No, I ain't worrying about it. That's why that shit not going to last. Like I said, maybe 2 years. It depending on how much, you know, his first 2 years, he may not be playing a lot. So, yeah, you get out there and play that ball shit. It's just a dream that this don't come realize that everybody had to do it. I mean, Keon Coleman did it for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But again, you still can't play but so much basketball, especially if your football team is having some decent success. So if it's important to him now, I get it. He's a kid. He's going to get out there, grow up, and realize, oh, yeah, this shit ain't – I'm not going to really pull this off. And so I got to pick, and the ceiling is going to be high in football. So that'll wrap up in due time. But I think, yeah, for now it is important. Like, that offer was important. And, you know, good play. Good team baller, coach.
Is that the same thing going on with Jason Lopez?
Well, Jason Lopez thing is, I think the staff want Vance Spafford more than they want Jason
Lopez. Yeah, I could tell they do.
They're fumbling
on that one.
Yeah, I would just take Jason Lopez because I think he's already here instead of trying to flip Spafford from Georgia.
And he all the way in California.
Right.
I'm like, Jason right here, I would take Jason because he's here and he's easy. He want to be here. So
you know it's funny you say that?
That's like, your depth.
I got no issue, right? I got no issue with the Spafford kid. But I think either way, I just smell him going back out west.
Yeah,
like as they said, that's how I feel.
After 1 year of not playing.
I think he's going to go right back out west.
Yeah, he's going right back, just like Riley Williams.
Right, that's just my gut feeling. Nothing I've heard from him, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. So why not go ahead and take that homegrown kid that they've been pretty high on? But I guess now he's moving down the board because they think they can get some other guys.
Yeah, now, and this is
you got to get that. You got to get that too, though. At the same time,
and this is one of the problems that I have with some of how they move, because you know, wide receiver, you need depth. Get Jason Lopez. You know what I'm saying? That can be a depth guy. He's not going to leave. He's not trying to transfer. He wants to be home. This is where he wants to be. And now you got the guy, Spafford, whatever his name is, from the West Coast. Yes, he's committed to Georgia, but you don't think Oregon, these other pieces on the West Coast, like trying to, you know what I'm saying, persuade him to you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think he's going to Georgia either. Miami, I'm like, maybe he want to be out east, goddamn. Seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And so if he don't visit, if he don't take an OV or anything like that, I think they just need to chalk it up and move on. That's what I think.
Well, and I'm going to tell you the funny. Now, here's the funny thing. Spafford and Jason Lopez both come on the same visit. And I'm like, well, that's.
Oh, really? Okay. They said. I was just about to ask you that. They said,
yeah, they
got both set officials.
June 20th, I think.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you.
I'm not going to have both of them on the same visit. Like, that's dumb. Like, I
take all.
No, I'm going to tell you why I think they did it. I think they're going to gauge to see how they feel about the California kid. And if they don't get the warm and fuzzy about it and think that it's just another visit, I think they're going to turn up on Lopez.
You can't take both of them?
I think, huh?
You can't take both of them?
Nah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. So, I think they're similar. I know the California kid is faster. Yes, I mean, got that.
I say take both depending on how the class that wide receiver shake up.
No, easy. So yesterday I went and gave my four wide receiver predictions, and it's Tristan Keys, Calvin Russell, Marianne Wingle, and Vance Spafford.
That's an elite call right there, man. Yeah. Don't give me the line, man. I'm finna go up to the ball. I'm gonna tell some super lies.
That's the top receiver class of the nation. And then I said to kick it off to add, then you add Jason Lopez to that, which makes five receivers, which I would take because, like you say, you need that depth, man. I'm gonna take Lopez regardless.
Yeah. So, you need to take at least 30. You need to at least take at least 30 high school kids, man. At least 30. You need to build, you need to build that depth up.
Number right now is 27 that they aim. 27.
27 the number.
He could get
that's a big class though. Especially because last year class was, you know, smaller and because we hit portal heavy again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But again,
but, see, but we hit the
and that's just the feedback I got from this past weekend. I know it's all speculation because motherfucker got it signed on Saturday, but from right now, from the feedback I got, it's looking like top one, top two, man. Recruiting class. If Mario kind of taking this shit personal, like I think somebody done did something to Mario where they pissed him off a lot more than he's been recently pissed off.
Man, them people talking behind his back, man. Come on, Edge, you know how it is, man. You know he's seeing the articles and all that. All these coaches basically like, you know, don't like him or don't like how we move and all that. We know how it is. We know that's what it is.
A lot of shots at Miami in the articles.
Bro. We ain't did a show in a while, so if y'all listen to this, I said it on my Caneville page. I said it on the Discord. So it's some legal actions that's trying to be taken against Miami with the government. Some ACC coaches have been writing letters and complaining to the government about what they not trying to say it's Miami, but it's clearly Miami. They're saying, listen, if certain schools have certain things and certain privileges that everybody else don't have, and they talk about money. And I'm like,
hey, we've been at disadvantages too. Fuck y'all talking about.
I'm telling you.
We had Al Golden. All right, I don't hear nothing shit about no goddamn this man. We had the cloud, remember the cloud?
That cloud,
was God ass, bro. Oh man, that cloud was a muck. I told my homeboy then, I said we ain't gonna never win another title again. I'm never leaving. I'm down. I'm with the team, but yeah, this shit over with, man. I said they done killed my program, man. It done destroyed my program, and it's been a rough recovery since. And this is the first time, you know, in years that I honestly feel positive about the direction of the program with, like, in all sincerity, I feel like everything is heading in the right direction with what they gave Mario and just his attitude towards all this stuff. Like A says, it's a chip on his shoulder. He loved to win these recruiting battles. Like, that's just his passion. And it's crazy to me that it takes he's in such rare air as a head coach. I'm like, talent is the bloodline of what y'all do. How is he in rare air and so many of the rest of y'all just be like, somebody else can beg him? You know, like having that kind of attitude about it. I'm like, it's not about begging, that's about building something. That's crazy. But he by himself in that regard.
Yeah,
I think things going right.
It's the ACC coaches, they don't nobody outside of And SMU got money, but they're not gonna spend the money like that. They, you know, they just a different breed of money. But the rest of the ACC, they don't have it. Like Pittsburgh coach, I don't even know why the fuck you even complaining. Like 8 recruiting shit you got. Like what the fuck you complaining about, man?
Yeah, we ain't in no pitch battle. I ain't even heard Pitt like none of our recent guys we have to top
in a long time.
In a minute, thank God.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to Pitt. Pitt done beat our ass before. They good at like finding those diamond in the rough type players. Stick to your script. Do what you do. You know what I'm saying?
You really don't hear about besides Clemson and like the Florida State because they in state. You really don't hear about, especially like the big dogs we recruit. You don't really hear about no other ACC schools for an hour. Think about it.
Not in recent times, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Florida State even really ain't in those conversations they like
not,
they're supposed to
not
be.
Not the big one, yeah.
Like and when you hear it, you just don't take the shit serious. Like I ain't worried about Florida State in a single battle we're going to be in.
Mm-hmm. Listen, literally, in the ACC, nobody recruits who we recruit. Everybody we recruiting is Big Ten school and
SEC. SEC, yeah.
Like, Clemson is probably the second best recruiting school in the ACC, and we don't even recruit the same kids. So just think about it. Like,
that's facts.
What is y'all complaining about? We not recruiting the same kids y'all recruiting.
No, that's facts.
But I think that's what they're afraid of. Because then what happens is, if we keep beating these Big Ten and SEC schools, then we become the real big bully on the block, like Clemson was for the ACC for a while. So if we can actually build that, they like, hey, either way, we got to stop them. They got to recruit against us. They don't want us recruiting against those big boys, because then what happens is we bring them over and its dominance, its conference dominance for the next, you know, however long. You know, if this thing goes right, Mario ain't going nowhere. He'll be a staple at the school forever if this thing goes around the right direction. He's home. Like, I don't think he has NFL aspirations. I think he just – if he could get Miami right.
He got win titles at Miami aspirations.
Yeah, like, it's never no need to go nowhere else. Yeah. Rebuilding Miami, making Miami back to what it was, is I don't think there's nothing greater for him to accomplish. And he can get the money. So he'll be paid at the top of his class if he, you know, if he continues to get this thing right. They're working on all the facilities. You know, things have already been done, and they continue to improve leaps and bounds from where things used to be.
Now, that's why I say this is such a leaps and bounds for real
from where it was, man. And, yeah. and that's why it's man, it's a beautiful time to embrace the hate, man, because there's fear. Like it, before, it was a lot of jokes that had, you know, real relevance, and you know, they really weren't afraid of us. They're like, yeah, same on Miami, y'all be back, this, that, and other. Now they starting to be like, wait a minute, man, this shit starting to look a little bit
different. They starting to itch now. They like,
yeah.
The jokes ain't as funny. They don't hit as hard as they was because, you know, we went to California and got, you know, a 5-star defensive end. 5-star. They already told my cousin to get out there and play. That wasn't happening. This just wasn't what was happening. The level of talent just hasn't been what it needs to be.
They talk about his in-game coaching now. I'm like, the talent might be so damn good. That shit don't even matter for real.
You don't need to be a great in-game coach.
You don't, bro.
You never do. I've been saying that for years.
Out his mouth, you don't. That's it's
ridiculous. Better players. Yeah. You ain't got to be the X and O champion, man. You don't.
Yeah. I mean,
Butch Davis was a horrible game day coach.
Oh, my God. I ain't even had to say it. So y'all can think Rod said it, but it's true.
Larry Coker. Who I known is like some genius at the helm. Like, hey man, get them players in here.
That nigga had them animals out there.
Brought in the best talent that it didn't matter he was that bad. It was like, okay, well, we
and that's no shot against Nick Saban. Boy, people like Alabama won with a bunch of scrappy guys, a bunch of last ones out the gym. Motherfucker was killers, man. I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
He can just do it with some, you know, just some unknowns and a bunch of 2-star scrappers and 3-star guys with a bunch of heart. They were the number one guys in the nation. Yep. What are we talking about?
You just got to be able to motivate them.
That's it. And create a culture.
Motivate them and create a culture, yeah.
Especially at college, you have to create a culture and an environment that's going to keep winning the first thing and breed excellence. That's the biggest thing. That's why Jimbo failed at A&M.
At that point, it manages itself, the program.
Right, because you built a program. Yeah. That's why Jimbo failed miserably at A&M. Man, Jimbo was recruiting just fine. His culture, absolute trash. And that's why everything went out there, just faded to black, disappeared. Mm-hmm. They had to pay. They paid the man, what, $70 million? Please get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
$70 million, don't come here no more.
And then you seen when Elko got in there, it was totally different.
Totally different.
Elko is a great game day coach, man. What he did with Duke,
he brings a culture, man.
Yeah,
Jimbo
man.
Just want all good players, and he just want them to do whatever they want to do because he don't want to piss them off. You know what I'm saying? He tried to just make he tried to be their buddy too much.
Yeah, he tried.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm the coach. I'm the players' coach. Yeah, everybody likes
me. Right. Now, you can like me, but you're going to respect me, too. They smoking weed in the locker room, cuz. Like, what are we talking about? This place is going insane. So, you know, that's his job. I don't care nothing about all that X and O's talk. Mario's offense. They talked about Mario's offense all offseason last year. Did any one of them people congratulate Mario's offense? I didn't hear one congratulation.
Yeah.
I've never seen Mario call an offense before. I've never seen Mario with
the Nor have I. Nor have I. Again, these are bullshit false narratives. And when he went out there, and they say, oh, even if Cam Ward is good, he ain't been doing nothing with Mario offense. They're going to run the ball 78 times a game. So we led the nation in passing and rushing. And none of y'all said, hey, man, I'd like to step to the podium and say, hey, I apologize. I was wrong. I said a lot of things that just wasn't true. I don't want to be paying these people no mind.
And for the people saying Cam saved them,
he saved Cam.
Who went and got Cam, though?
He said, Cam, it's a mutually beneficial relationship. Cam was getting destroyed out there in Washington State. He was going to be a third-round pick, maybe fourth. You don't know. Third, fourth, fifth, really. That's the grade they get. You don't mean that's how it's going to fall. You know what I'm saying? He got small hands and this, that, and the other. Fumbled the ball too much. What the fumbles was last year? He didn't drop the ball last year. He wasn't getting destroyed every other damn play. So it's mutually beneficial. Shit. Florida Gators wouldn't win the national title without Tim Tebow.
Right.
What are we talking about? Like, what is the point of telling me you don't win games without good players? No shit. No shit. Yeah. Okay, we got a good player in one game. Well, that's how it works for everybody, bro. I don't know what the hell y'all think this is. The shit ain't changing the entire time I've watched football. Bad football players don't win championships.
Yeah, it's just a stupid narrative that, you know, now that Cam goes one, now it's like, oh, well, Mario and Miami didn't develop him. That was never the narrative from the jump. The narrative was
Wasn't going to develop him.
Miami went and got him and helped him become the number one pick in the draft. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well.
Better situation.
Pretty good before he got to Miami. But y'all wasn't saying it.
Y'all wasn't saying that. I saw them tweets.
He trash when he get to Miami.
And if he would have went number one whatever school he went to, that's bullshit.
No, absolutely not.
That's bullshit.
Hell nah. He wasn't going number one to Washington State. That's why he left.
Now, Shannon Dawson did help geek him up last year.
It's mutually beneficial. He got the opportunity to get behind a stout offensive line. His weapon to Washington State on the outside wasn't that bad. I give you that. His wide receivers actually weren't too bad.
They got drafted.
Yeah, they did.
They had no O-line. He had no O-line. So everybody wins in that situation, and that's why he ultimately made the decision. It's like, instead of they telling me third, okay, third is best case scenario. That means everything go right, I'm third. If it don't, I slip down and things don't work out the way I want it to. So put yourself in a better situation. He win, we won, you know, disappointed into a great season, but still was improvement and things on the up and up. Anyways, I guess that's about it. We got it's another big weekend coming up. Well, I mean, that's kind of going to be the theme for the next few. So we'll try to get back with y'all next week and kind of get a temperature check on some of these other guys that's coming back. That'll be coming through next week.
Do we have a visitors list just to brief off it, just so we know?
I know off the head, Cantwell coming.
Hey, this is the list down. Hold on. It's in my email.
Oh, Cantwell, okay.
Coming, like Darian Coleman. We got a few commits who.
I said this one more commit heavy.
Yeah. We got a five-star D tackler out of Georgia coming.
Okay. So I went on there. I see this so far. This is what we got this coming weekend. We got James Cantwell. Johnson. We got Bryce Perry Wright, a defensive lineman from Buford. We got James Johnson, the kid from Northwestern, the defensive tackle that came from Fort Myers. I know he's a top priority, him. We got Jordan Campbell, also the linebacker. We got Hezzy Kent. He's coming. Tyreek Green from Buford. Huh?
Before you finish reading off, listen, this is going to be Legends Camp weekend. So the names you listed, it's going to be about 300 names. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going off the official visitors the so official far. Visitors.
What okay, they, yeah. I ain't know Legends Weekend, though. Damn, okay.
Go I ain't know that either.
Then they got Tyreek Green from Buford, Georgia, athlete. You got Seatbelt. He's coming in. Jontavious Wyman, the other cornerback committed, he's coming in. Darion Coleman, he's coming in. Devin Jackson, safety from Orlando, who I think is probably on commit watch. Brett Kolajek, the offensive lineman from IMG, the other one. Kosi Ekpala, a defensive edge from Houston, Texas. Tyson Bacon, a defensive lineman from Hoover, Alabama. Braden Robinson, fast kid that we're in it with versus Notre Dame, the slot kid. I think he ran like a 10-4 or something like that. He's coming in. Cannon Pickett is coming in. He's another one, possibly on commit watch. Freddie Wilson from Port Orange, Florida. And then Joel Irvin. The offensive tackle from Fort Myers, who's already committed.
Yeah. I didn't know Legends Weekend was coming up, man.
Yeah,
that's fun.
They moved it up. They moved it up. Right?
Yeah. I don't even know who the coaches and shit is.
That's yeah, what, yeah.
It used to be more promoted than it is now. Like since Mario got here, it's still a thing. But like I know who was the coach before him.
Yes.
Diaz and what's his name? You used to put it up a lot, Rick. Yeah,
Yeah, Rick, yeah. Because Rick the one named it Paradise. Yeah, that's right.
Paradise, yeah.
And he wanted to change it to Legends, yeah.
Mario changed it to Legends because, you know, the truth be told, all the coaches or all the former players who come back for Mario shit be the fucking Legends. It'd be like literally.
Yeah, yeah, so Legends Camp on Sunday, June 8th is Legends Camp.
I can't wait to see who out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
It's going to be fire.
400 kids, man, so... Y'all don't ask me who the fuck is who. I'm going to be like, man.
They're going to be up. They're going to be a slew of them.
Yeah.
When it's done, we'll ask for five standouts that you ain't really know. So we'll reconvene. We'll ask for five kids that we ain't really know about that kind of stood out. Might keep an eye on down the road or something like that. Anyway, all right. We're going to get up out of here, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in, kicking in with us. Big things coming. We got a new biggest pessimist. Congratulations, D Rob. Meezy is now at two. I'll take position three. And X, always the sunshine pump on the team. The least pessimistic of them all.
the most positive. Me and Miles.
You damn sure did. I said number three. D Rob came in and blew all that shit out of water. Hey, yeah, man, D-Rod top 10 in. With D-Rod it. Man. Came in top 10 is all I can give y'all, boys, man. Maybe
hey,
nine.
Yeah, man. I don't want to get my hopes up, man. Once I start seeing some dominoes fall, because like I said, it's off the first weekend. It's visit highs right now. Everything going, a lot of stuff going to change. So, you know,
that's
once
the name
we.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Visit highs.
Yeah, visit highs, man.
No doubt. All right, man. We just get up out of here, man.
All right, peace.
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 We're gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.